This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Virginia's Supreme Court will begin hearing a case over whether the state's constitution allows the governor to restore voting rights to convicted felons. Back in April, Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe issued an executive order that granted felons the right to vote as long as they had finished serving their time. As a result, almost 200,000 more Virginians are eligible to register to vote. But a group of Republicans and a legal foundation are challenging McAuliffe's executive order, saying it's unconstitutional and undermining to free and fair elections. The state's attorney general, Mark Herring, says this case doesn't have much of a chance in the federal courts.
This is a type of an issue that is really a state law and state constitutional issue, so it's not one that would go up to the U.S. Supreme Court. It'll be decided by the Virginia Supreme Court, and our view is that the governor's actions were well within his clemency powers under the state constitution.
Sandy Houseman is a reporter for WVTF and Radio IQ in Charlottesville. Welcome to the program, Sandy.
Thanks, John.
What is the disposition of this case? I mean, is it something that threatens McAuliffe's executive order and changes the status of these 200,000 Virginians who are looking forward to voting in November?
What the suit actually involves is the claim by Republicans that the Constitution dictates this decision about whether to allow ex-felons to vote has to be made one person at a time. What McAuliffe did was to simply stand up and say, you know what, I'm going to use my power as governor to let 206,000 people who were in prison and have served their terms vote. And what the Republicans are saying is, given the way previous governors have interpreted the Constitution, it really means one at a time, case by case. And they want the governor to think about things like, what did this person do? What was his or her crime? How many crimes were committed? Did this person, for example, pay the medical bills of his victim? That sort of thing. Whereas the governor has simply said, look, you did the crime. You served your time. You're a citizen again.
Is there any precedent on this idea of enacting laws and regulations that require inmates to sort of buy their voting rights back through good behavior?
I wouldn't say so, no. I think, you know, the Constitution very clearly says the governor can restore this right. And the real question is, how does he do that? And the Republicans are saying one at a time, and the governor is saying, no, it doesn't say that in the Constitution. So I think he feels on pretty solid ground moving forward.
And would one at a time mean that each individual voter would have to file a challenge to their inability to vote?
That's pretty much the way it's been. You had to apply, and until recently, there was a 13-page form that people had to fill out. So it was kind of onerous, especially for people who were not literate or not, you know, used to dealing with bureaucracies, and it certainly discouraged a lot of folks, and you could apply and you could be turned down. But that said, our previous governor, a Republican, restored the voting rights of about 10,000 people. And McAuliffe, up until this point, had restored the voting rights of 18,000 people. So it certainly can be done one at a time. But I think looking ahead to November, Terry McAuliffe decided to be bold and to simply say, as governor, I'm able to do this, and this is what I'm going to do.
Any thoughts on the demographics of these voters before we go?
Well, you know, 40% of the people in Virginia prisons are white. And so I don't think we can say categorically that this is simply a matter of race, nor can we say that all of the folks who get their voting rights back will vote for Democrats.
Well, it'll be very interesting to see how it plays in Virginia, because Virginia is a very interesting state in transition as far as blue and red is concerned. Sandy, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Sandy Houseman is a reporter for WVTF and Radio IQ.